bit. Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media. Good afternoon, Advocate.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you so much, Xesibe.
Kunjani? Akhondo, we are keeping well, Xesibe. Inkosi siphethe ngenxeba.
Yes, man. That's lovely. Yep, great to hear that. Great to hear that. Now, today we are going to be talking about the intellectual property rights. And the IPR, intellectual property rights, have been defined as ideas, inventions, and creative expressions based on which there is a public willingness to bestow the status of property. And on it goes. Now, we want to actually understand this thing. Can you please perhaps break it down for us in simpler terms?
All right. It is a breach of the law of property. In the law of property, we have what we call tangible rights and intangible rights. And I'm not going to... No, let me rather flash it into your eyes.
Okay.
And say that we say in Latin is corporeal, incorporeal properties. Okay?
Okay.
Those which are tangibles are the ones that we are able to touch: your jacket, your car, your land, your house, all of that. Those are tangible ones. Then intangible ones are the ones that we formulate and are very much, as the word goes, intellectual property. They are, it's not easy to actually touch them, but you are able to see something that is identifiable. You take, for instance, a copyright.
All right.
When you write an article for the newspaper, the writer of that article has rights over the article he actually is putting. Or if you write a book, you've got the rights over that book. And in the Adventist Church, we have Ellen White, who wrote so many of those books. Some have now been written in other formats, but they are all books now protected by the copyright as it is established in the Ellen White estates, all right?
Yes, yes.
Now, the rights that you have in those books are referred to as copyrights, and you are not obviously able to touch the actual right, but you can touch the book. And what does that mean? You may not produce or reproduce that book without asking for permission for it.
I see.
You need, that's one part. That's what the copyright, that's an example of it. A patent, for instance, you produce some product. Largely, you've got people who produce a variety of pencils. Let's take a pencil, HB pencil. It's got something in it, and it is formulated in a particular fashion, and you register it as a patent, and it is supposed to be registered in terms of the Patents Act. Even copyright, it's got the Copyright Act. You will have the designs as well. People go about designing things here out on earth, and those are which are applicable to designs formulated in a particular fashion by individuals, and they register those designs according to the Designs Act. You then have also... Right, let's go to some other things that are not registered in what we call unlawful competition. In unlawful competition, you are going to find people competing about, let's take the tennis biscuits, competing about the paper that covers the tennis biscuit. And when you go into Checkers or Pick and Pay, you find that, yes, there is that paper that covers the tennis biscuit. But next to it, there is another paper that covers another biscuit, which is very much a competitor of the tennis biscuit and you find the price not being the same, the tennis biscuit being more expensive, and the other guys who are competing against these ones have got also their own paper covering that one. Sometimes they'll put it very much close next to the tennis biscuit. And they go to court simply because you are doing what we call a passing off. Mm. And you are making the paper to look the same, or that cover to look very much closely the same. And you might buy it thinking you're buying a tennis biscuit, whereas it is not. It is a completely different biscuit. So it is called passing off, and that goes into the area of unlawful competition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all these rights and many others are referred to as intellectual properties because an individual inwardly by himself produces material that he would like to see it protected and belonging to him. You go to CDs that are produced nowadays or even earlier, because I'm talking about CDs.
But
in the past, we used to have LPs. You remember the LPs long ago?
Long plays, I remember them. Mm.
You could not produce music out of the LP without asking it from the originator of that particular music. And we transformed. We went into CDs. The LP got outdated. That was the end of it.
Mm.
And nowadays, we no longer even produce CDs. What do we produce nowadays?
People are on, what are these things? Online, some online stuff. Mm.
The USB in the cars, people now in the radios that we get in cars today, they no longer use CDs, you know about it. People use USBs and the music is there in the USB.
Mm.
And you find that someone who produced that type of a product or material has registered some right for it, and it belongs to him or her because of the uniqueness of that type of a product. And we see these things developing every single day. The people of Microsoft, the people of WhatsApp, the people of Facebook, they fight endlessly against others, against each other. The one will go to the extent of buying the other one out. You take, for instance, long ago, we used to have what we used to call BBM. You still remember BBM?
Yeah, I remember BBM very much. BlackBerry messages.
BBM became popular so much just about 15 years ago.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, WhatsApp came into existence and they bought BBM out because of what goes on into the production of the material that we use today for BBM itself.
Mm.
And that is amazing. The cell phones, similar story. You've got Samsung, you've got Nokia. These guys, all of them, they've got something unique about their phones. That's why they should improve the product every single time. The people of BMW, the people of Mercedes-Benz, they've got something in that Mercedes-Benz of 2024 that is very different to the other one. Hence, they will tell you that, no, this time we've produced something in this car that has got something completely different in terms of what used to be there. And that which they have put in there, you may see the car being driven along. You've got, yes, a tangible thing, but in it, you might find something very much intangible. You are not able to reproduce elsewhere, except it being reproduced by the originators in this particular company. This is intellectual property. Oh, let me tell you about trademarks. The Seventh-day Adventist Church has got a registered trademark on the name Seventh-day Adventist.
Yeah. In fact, while you do that, looking at the trademarks, you may also just want to look at trademarks, patents, as well as copyrights.
Yes. All right. Let me put it to you and say, there is what you call designs. Designs are, firstly, also part of the copyright, but there are some limitations in the Copyright Act, in which case you then have to have the Designs Act also covering a person who has produced some and configured some tangible product, and he has designed it to look in a particular fashion. Now, when you go to trademarks, it is a mark like McDonald's, like KFC. That mark of McDonald's, no one may use it. Only the people of McDonald's may use it. Now, in Durban, some time ago, some people developed, I'm talking about 20 years ago now, they produced also, they established a company which they called McDonald's, but it was MAC instead of McDonald's, the one that we know. And McDonald's decided to take them to court. And you will find people fighting just for that. And they say, you cannot do that because that's our trademark. But they proved in court, those guys of McDonald's in Devon, that no, we're not using your McDonald's. We're using our own McDonald's. And you find people fighting for that. Seventh Adventist Church, same thing. The Adventist Church hates going to court for such marks, but if needs be, we shall go to court as a church. And we have from all various departments, the youth department, they've got some marks that they've got there. The three angels messages, which used to be the mark of the church long ago. And when Pastor Robert Falkenberg took over, we produced a new mark, which we have now, which has got the Bible and the cross and the three angels embossed or embedded in it. That's now the topmost mark we have. We've got all those marks. They are the marks of the church, and only us are allowed to use as a church. If someone else comes and he tries to use them, we may take them to court for using marks that belong to us. All of these areas that I've mentioned, these are areas in the intellectual property environment, and they are rights to the person who has come up with that kind of a right. That's what it is.
And then the patent?
A patent. Now, when you produce a patent, you've got what we call the Patent Act, okay?
Okay.
In it, a patent will have a person will produce, let me just put on my glasses here and look at the act itself.
Okay.
A person will, for instance, produce a property which he wants, which is unique, as I made an example with a pen or a ruler, it can also be these patents. There are so many of them, big and small ones. A stapler. You know, people will have a specific... I use a unique stapler in my office. No one... I doubt that in my chambers, anyone has the stapler that I have.
Okay.
And I know that when people come in my office and they carry papers that have been clipped with staplers that are just, you know, terrible. I produce my own stapler and I clip them with one go. And a person that produced that particular stapler is an amazing type of a product. You register, you name it, you give it a name, and you run with it. People also will register, for instance, bottles, you know, various types of bottles. If you look at Nestle, or you look, you go to, into Dis-Chem, you have, for instance, the company of Natura, Natura products. They have their own designs in the box that they that covers the product inside. It is their own patented kind of a box. They register it. You may not use any other box similar to theirs because you want to compete with them. go and produce your own. And they then go register a patent, they register, they give in a registered number for it. You then also have lawyers that work specifically and specialize in these areas. I must tell you now, with us as blacks, we have less involvement in this area of intellectual property, but it is lovely to engage in it. Some time ago, when the Trans Orange Conference was in a big fight with itself, they took each other to court for the trademark, and the brethren are running two conferences right now. One is called the Trans Orange Conference, and the other one also is called the Trans Orange Conference. And the big brother wants to sue the small brother for the use of the name. And he says, no, that is my name. And you can't use that name. So you are using my trademark. And you find people fighting just because of that situation. You go to Mkhonto Wesizwe now in politics. Similarly, there's Mkhonto there in that particular picture that we normally see, and that is in the area of trademark law. All of that is intellectual property, and you know by now that the ANC lost the case in Durban because the court said you are no longer using this thing. These people have taken this Mkhonto Wesizwe mark for themselves. And you are called the African National Congress. They are not called the African National Congress. Don't come and tell us that you are Mkhonto Wesizwe. Don't, they should not use it. They are very different to you. And when you look at the mark of old Mkhonto Wesizwe and this new Mkhonto Wesizwe, it is different. That is all of it. The trademark area. Shoes themselves, you know. There's a company that produces Amateki, which is called Converse, what is the other teki? I've got the other teki here at home. Oh, man, I've forgotten it now. Hey, my brother. The Converse teki, the one that is white and with black, red and white and red stripe.
Yes, that one, All-Star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All-Star with those three stars. Yes, the All-Star.
Yes.
Someone produced an All-Star. He registers it. Now, some are not registered just by common law. In other words, by practice. Mm-hmm. You would actually want to fight for it and say, I have established this particular product and it is now well known by all people. The other person who wants to produce something similar to it, I cannot allow him to use it. And by common law, the court may say, prove it. If you can prove it, we'll grant it to you. If you have registered it like a patent, you just say, no, these people have produced a ball pen, which is a similar one to the one of HB. And I will not allow them to use it. Here it is. It is registered. They are producing something which is exactly similar to it. In terms of the act, it is an infringement. And I'm taking them, suing them for damages. They must pay me for infringing on my product. All of that is intellectual property law. What we can do in the future, we can zoom into one area or two of those in this 15, 20 minutes.
Yes.
Go into copyrights themselves and say, what does the act say about these copyrights? And understand it. For instance, if you are producing an article, as I put it, for the newspaper, is it your article or is it for the essay, for instance, for the Star? If you write for the Star, is it still your article or it is now a copyright for the Star and no longer yours? And where is the fine line in this regard? Those who write articles and they put them in journals, whose copyright is it? Is it yours or is it belonging to those who produce the journal? And that's the copyright area. We can go into that area and see how we break it down into finer detail. But it's a very interesting area for all of us.
Very interesting indeed. Well, thank you so much, Advocate, for joining us. Indeed, we actually should be delving deep and actually taking them one by one so that we get a better understanding. The many people who are establishing business, and this area becomes important, and many people are lose out on a lot because of not understanding this. But for today,
I want to tell you that the people of Intellectual Property Registration Office, the CIPC, you see those people?
Yeah, yeah.
When you come to register the name of a company, they actually have to go for a period of, I think, 14 days to find out, is there no one who has an objection to you registering a name? Intellectual property goes as far as that, even to the name of your own company. All right. We'll talk later.
We'll talk about that. Yes. Thank you so much, my advocate. We speak next time. Keep good.
God bless you.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.